This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now let us enter the confessional and profess our deepest sins.
I Frenched my cousin one time.
On the internet.
One time I put a firefly in my butt to make my farts glow.
Okay, I guess. Online confessions on Rumble in the Morning.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Yeah, your online confessions here.
Into the online confessional here.
It's important. It gives it more authenticity.
Yes.
I think. When I read them from a dimly lit cave. These are confessions found online and elsewhere. Sometimes people send them to us. If you'd like to confess something, rumble at fm99.com. Easy enough, right? I feel horrible for saying so, but when my parents die, the worst part is going to be dealing with the mountains of crap in their hoarder house, not the grief over them passing. Yeah, this is no fun.
That's no fun at all.
No fun. When my dad passed away, it was left to me to dispose of his entire house. I did it, you know, single-handedly. Nobody else was involved in any of these decisions. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Who wants... Well, first of all, you get those yard sale signs out there quick. Sell the good stuff fast. This is my advice. The TV, the fridge, all the appliances, sell them to the neighbors. Get that out of here. Then when you're left with the crap, there are companies that will come in and offer you an amount for the entire houseful. And... what you get back is an empty house, which is what you want.
Yes. It's like Storage Wars.
Yeah, more or
I'll
less.
I'll just buy everything in this house.
I'll buy everything
it's
in the house
for... There's got to be something good in there.
Yep.
$2,000 or $2,500 or something like that. And I'll go through it.
Yeah.
You know? And I get to sell off what I can sell off, but I'll also throw away everything. And what I'll give you back is a cleaned and vacuumed house for you to sell.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. It's
almost
done.
I almost want to do that to my house now.
Yeah,
I was just thinking that.
It's not bad, yeah. I've started leaving bad online reviews for my work. If corporate won't listen to us, maybe they'll listen to, quote, the customers.
Wow.
That's heavy, man.
It is.
You know, I thought about this yesterday when I was looking at these. If that person worked for me, I don't know if I would be more apt to discipline them or would want them somehow or another involved because they cared enough to go to that length to make the job better. Notice the way that this is written. This is not a person that's checked out of their job.
Yeah.
This is a person that's trying to make the experience better for everyone. Including the employees.
They do make it seem, too, like they've tried to go through the proper channels.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's... I think it might be on the employee side
here.
Right?
Yeah, I know. That would suck. Because, you know, normally if you don't like a job, go get another one.
You know, when we got the first website way back when, the first FM99 website,
yes,
we had another program director that was here, and we had a guy in promotions that was constantly making complaints about things he wanted changed at the radio station, but he was doing it from a listener perspective.
Oh, really?
And our program director at the time would write this guy back, like, books. Like, he was writing so much stuff.
Yeah.
And then I would hear it from both of them, and I couldn't say anything.
Oh, okay, so somebody was, in fact, using that as an avenue to get to the boss.
Yes, and the boss would be like, well, he's right, but we can't do that because of this, and he doesn't understand.
And now they're on Thesshole still complaining about it all these
years
later.
Still bitching. Complainers. At the start of lockdown 1.0, a colleague sent me a WhatsApp of her boobs to cheer me up. They're fantastic, and they have kept me happily at my desk at home well into lockdown number 3. No law of diminishing returns on these puppies.
You know,
that is, honestly, you know, and I thought you and I were friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean. I don't know.
Shelly, you texted me all those times while I was homesick, and not once.
If you're a big old man, I'm a booby fan, and I'd love to see yours, too. My girlfriend is vegan and thinks that I am, too.
No, thanks.
But I order chicken wings on delivery sometimes when she's not around and then hide the evidence.
You're going to get busted one day.
I had to get a second phone so she wouldn't see the orders when we got takeout.
Yeah.
Now she's worried that I'm some sort of drug dealer.
Let her think that.
Eric two does phones. That. Eric, two phones? He doesn't have two phones, but he does order like takeout or delivery fast food when I go to sleep on the weekends. And I only found out because we got the Ring camera and it is attached to my phone. And a few weekends ago, the first time it came and was delivered, and I was like, oh, I see what you, how long have you been doing this? Because he hides all the evidence. I see him on the Ring go out and throw it all in the trash can, too.
That's amazing.
He apparently doesn't know you got a Ring doorbell.
Yeah, didn't think I would pay that much attention to
it. Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't care. It's fine. You do you.
Did you bring it up to
that's
him?
That's fantastic.
Oh, you should have held yeah, it. And then
this becomes one. Is this one of these things where because he's sneaking around, you know that he thinks it's wrong. So you're not. You're cool with it,
I guess,
but
wait
a minute. You think you're doing something wrong,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it's like,
should I be a little bummed out by that?
Like when you see the dog with the head down already, and you don't even know what they
did
yet,
but
they know.
You know there's a pile somewhere. Yeah.
Have you ever said to him you shouldn't be eating that?
No, maybe. Like, I definitely do push for healthy.
Okay,
so,
see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I know somebody in the same boat as your husband, and I would say we need to lighten up.
I think Shelley,
you know what? He doesn't say it to you, does he? Does he ever say, you know, you need to eat more healthy?
No.
No, you shouldn't
doesn't.
Be eating that. I've never once said that to my wife. That my friends never once said it to his wife.
Shelley
never
just,
once.
Yeah. Shelley just gives Eric a hug and says things like, "Oh, you feel a little thicker than
usual." I don't care what he eats. Like, it's fine. I push for all of us to eat healthier food just because I think we all should. But if he wants to order food in the middle of the night, that's fine, and that's why he's hiding it from me. So.
Well, I know somebody that's lectured. He gets lectured if he goes and he grab some ice cream. It's ridiculous. I've earned that ice cream.
All subtlety gone now, we know.
I started a sexual relationship with a man that I met on Twitter. We just meet up occasionally for a sneaky little bang, and I'll be honest, I'm having the best sex of my entire life. I just hope my husband doesn't find out and wreck it for me.
No.
Wow.
Not cool.
Wow. Not cool at all.
Mm-mm.
Man.
Yeah. Sometimes I put the recycle can out on weeks when there is no recycle just to see if I can get the neighbors
to do it. That's awesome.
That would work on me because I forget and look at the neighbors to see. I'm like, am I supposed to?
I usually roll it back at bedtime so that they still look stupid the next day. Wow, what a manipulative, calculating little a-hole.
Oh, but that drive into work has got to be so fun. You're like, they put it out, they put it out.
That's so funny.
You ever drive out of the neighborhood and you know that it's not recycle day, but you clearly some people are confused.
Yes.
You think to yourself, ah. The surgeon who did my vasectomy complimented me on my satchel shaving. As a result, it's a look I've maintained over the years.
Well, if it's good enough for him.
Yeah. I'm here. I engineered a fight between my kids after dinner so I could make them go to bed early. 8:30. I'm now playing computer games and drinking a glass of wine. Feels great. Engineered a fight. This one, by the way, is graphic. Not sexually graphic, just graphic, okay? Just so you know. Oh, and then the music dies out. That's fantastic. I had to poop outside at dawn while on a camping trip. A friend of a friend had a huge dog with us. Halfway through, I realized the dog is snacking on what's underneath me.
Oh, that's horrible.
Gets worse. Gets worse. At some point, the dog gets impatient and starts trying to take it straight out of the dispenser.
Oh, man.
While I am literally retching in my own mouth.
What did that person teach that dog? That's horrible.
I don't know, Scatster. Here's Scat. Here's Scatty. Yeah.
There's a lot of jars of peanut butter hit around that house.
They have a delivery guy that comes late at night. The peanut butter. And finally this. I always fake a little gasp when a man first gets in there during our sexy time so they feel like they're a little bigger than they should be.
Bless you.
You sneaky little, I love you so much for that.
It's the Lord's work you're doing.
You are. Just kind of a... Good times. Good times. I read that one over and over again.
I bet.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Your online confessions. It is here. Let me get out of the confessional. There we go.